House Republicans look to change the way we deal with labor disputes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. The U.S. House is going to vote at some point in the next couple of hours on a bill that would allow companies to relocate jobs and plants wherever they want, even if it violates labor laws. The measure stems from a complaint by the National Labor Relations Board accusing Boeing of punishing union workers in Washington State by opening a new plant in the right-to-work state of South Carolina. Susan Sherman is a professor and acting dean of the School of Management and Labor Relations at Rutgers University, and she's with us from New Jersey. Professor, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
What are the players saying here? We've got the National Labor Relations Board, Boeing, and now the House Republicans getting involved as well. What are they all saying?
Employers are saying that this was an unfair action. The union is saying that the employers violated the law. And the general counsel of the National Labor Relations Board has issued a complaint. And it's before a judge. They had a hearing yesterday. The facts started to come out. So it's not clear to me why the House Republicans want to take any action on this at this point in time. I think it's a premature political intrusion into the way the process is supposed to work.
What are the overall implications going down the road? I mean, does that make it easier for companies to just move plants around to more right-to-work states?
If this bill were to pass, basically what it says is that an employer can relocate work even if it violates the law in terms of protections for workers, in this case union workers, in their existing facility. So I just think, first of all, it's unnecessary. Companies, we want a system. I think that President Obama actually got it right on this, to say, let the agency work. Of course, we want companies to be able to have the freedom to run their business, but we also have a legal framework that gives workers the right to organize and form a union to represent their interests, and they ought to be able to do the same without outside political interference from, frankly, from either party.
Professor Susan Sherman at Rutgers University. Professor, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher, between 0.5% and 0.5% now. The Dow up 0.9%, 107 points at 11,354. Five major central banks, including the Federal Reserve, said today they're going to make loans available to troubled European banks, a move they hope will ease the European debt crisis. Global shares are much higher on that news. The government reported consumer prices rose by 0.4% in August thanks to higher gas and food prices. That's raising fears of inflation. Another report said more people filed for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department said weekly jobless claims were up 11,000 from the week before, meaning layoffs are increasing. The weak job market has prompted President Obama to propose extending those unemployment benefits, and that's revived the debate over how much those payments are really worth to the economy. Reporter Sally Herships has more.
Long-term unemployment benefits may be extended yet again, this time from 99 weeks to 151. The Obama administration would also like to see big changes to unemployment insurance. Jeff Frankel is a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He says, under the plan,
they've made it possible to use unemployment benefits, not just to, you know, be unemployed, but also to start up enterprises.
In other words, federal funds could be used to help the unemployed move from looking to be hired by someone else to becoming entrepreneurs. And then there's something called wage insurance. Frankel says workers can be reluctant to take jobs at lower wages than they previously earned.
But under wage insurance, you get to keep the unemployment benefits even though you've now taken a new job, and they make up the difference.
So, will new rules and persistently high unemployment sway traditional opponents of unemployment benefits? Here's economist Chris Edwards at the conservative Cato Institute.
A major problem with unemployment insurance is that it tends to induce people to remain unemployed longer. Like any government subsidy program, if you subsidize something, you get more of it.
President Obama has urged Congress to pass the unemployment measures as soon as possible. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com.
We see them all over the grocery store. Sell-by dates on food packaging that tell you when the food should leave the shelf. The UK government wants manufacturers to get rid of those sell-by dates so the British will stop wasting food. From London, here's the BBC's Kate McGough.
Households in the UK throw away more than 5 million tonnes of edible food every year. For the average family, that means throwing out almost $1,000. Anti-waste campaigners say that dates printed on food packages are partly to blame. People are confused by multiple printings. The UK's Environment Secretary, Caroline Spelman, says people are throwing away food before they need to.
I had a quick look through the products in my fridge this morning, and indeed it's very confusing. There's several dates on the food products. Sometimes it's used by, sometimes it's sell by, sometimes it's display until, sometimes it's best before. Consumers are saying this is confusing.
New government guidelines want manufacturers to completely scrap sell-by and display-until dates on food, which are only intended to help retailers with stock control. But the British Retail Consortium, composed of store owners, wants the government to stay out of the fridge, saying a better approach would be to educate people on what the different dates mean. In London, I'm the BBC's Kate McGough for Marketplace.
And finally, over at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego, there was a little on-the-job mishap for server Heather Allison. She tripped on a step, and all the money she was carrying, more than $1,000, went everywhere, showering a couple of sections of fans watching the Chargers 49ers preseason game. She wasn't hurt, which is great news, but she wasn't sure she was going to get any of that money back. It turns out, after about 10 minutes, dozens of fans from all over collected the money that had spilled and returned every bit of it. And she made $170 in tips. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
We need health care and we need jobs, right? So build more hospitals?
We can employ tens of thousands of people for 40 or 50 years. And they would make as much sense as building redundant hospital capacity.
Maybe not. I'm Kai Rizdal, healthcare and hired hands, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, that's American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.